after we do speed jokes. Because speed jokes never drop off the ticket. Speed jokes never take a holiday. I don't know. Sponsored by Team Hochberg, we got a joke from Amy Anderson in Spicer, Minnesota, and Fran Rivet and Morris and Brian Penikoff in Gurnee. Paul and Dixon recovering nicely after surgery. He says, well, with my new overhauled heart, I should be good for another 100,000 miles. I'm a bit disappointed, however, they did not offer a free tire rotation. Ernie Malik in Chicago, Dave in Barrington, James Wing is sipping coffee with French vanilla creamer from a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug this morning. Mugged Mary Beth in Schererville and Bob Corley in Arlington Heights and Father Ron in Purdue. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin sent one in. Pam Bombian did in Franklin, Wisconsin. She writes, a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes pencil cup. I think that's really what they're probably best for. You know, guys, this time of year, it's important to lock your car doors. If you don't, it's quite possible your friends, neighbors, even random strangers will put zucchinis in there. My girlfriend said that I should treat her like a princess, so I sold her off to a complete stranger in order to strengthen our alliance with Sparta. Of all of the inventions of the last 100 years, the most remarkable is the dry erase board. Think about that. I saw an audiologist yesterday, Dave, but I'm going to go get a second opinion. I mean, seriously, why on earth would I need a heron egg? What am I going to do with a heron egg?
Yeah.
Hey, let's pay attention, people. Punctuation matters. I could say,
I'm giving up drinking until Christmas.
That's one sentence, no commas, but two sentences, two periods.
I'm giving up drinking until Christmas.
Leonardo DiCaprio was sitting on a park bench, saw a 25-year-old woman walk by and said, I'll bet she was a looker in her day.
Yeah, the following scene, Dave Innit, will portray a man from Tennessee driving a pickup. And John Williams will star as the state trooper who just pulled him over.
You got any ID?
About what?
I asked 7 billionaires what's the secret to getting rich, and they all said the same thing.
What did they say?
How'd you get in our mansions? I'm not the first to notice this, I'm sure, but you know you're over 40 when you clean your house to the music you used to get drunk to. Hey, who can I call a Google Earth to tell them that now that I... Hey, who can I call a Google Earth to tell them now I've got my front railing painted and I've weeded the lawn so they need to send that little car with the camera back around again? Yeah, I've wondered about that. You go, wait! We look better now. The car's not up on blocks in the driveway. There's no longer a Winnebago in the lawn. Come on back. I want another shot at this. When's the last time you looked at your Google Earth satellite photo?
Friday.
Are you? Of course you did. Hey, Dave, why did you? This isn't a joke. Why did you do that?
Because I was interested in what I had heard from.
Somebody told you
that? Somebody told me that something had shown up, and I wanted to take a look at it.
You were nude sunbathing, weren't you?
Yes.
When the satellite flew over?
Not this time.
There's a picture of Dave. So did it bear out? Was the warning true, whatever they told you about your house? Or what?
No, everything is fine.
Got it. What is your address, by the way? Hey, the fact that Keith Richards outlived Richard Simmons is making me start to think this healthy eating and exercise thing isn't all it's cranked up to be.